Doctor Who The Rescue by Ian Marta, read by Maureen O'Brien. Editor's note. Shortly after completing work on The Rescue, Ian Marta died. It was a great loss to his publishers and to the world of Doctor Who as a whole. Ian loved his work on Who, both as an actor and a writer of many of the novelizations of the TV shows. He especially enjoyed and appreciated the interest fans showed in his work. And in his absence, it's to all his fans that I'd like to dedicate this, his last book. N.R. Prologue. The huge curved navigation console hummed, and its multicolored displays flashed their tireless sequences of vectors and coordinates, endlessly mottling with garish lights the pale faces which hung disembodied in the semi-darkness of the smooth metal. Someone sniggered. An elbow clad in glossy white plastic shot out and gouged invisible ribs. "Hear that, Oliphant? 69. Young trainee navigator Oliphant turned his head, wincing in the sudden flare of the Axion radar scanner. "All right, so we have 69 hours to Dido orbit." There was a pause.
69... growled an American voice out of the pulsing gloom.
Oliphant turned back to the reddish ghostly cube of his three-dimensional crossword puzzle, shimmering at the focus of its portable hologram plate, and frowned in frustration. "Too many letters," he snapped defensively, touching a sequence of keys. There was a laugh from around the curve of the console behind him. Plastic-suited figures nodded and grinned at one another. Oliphant stared defiantly at the new letters appearing in the appropriate little boxes of the laser grid.
"I've got it! The answer's stranded! It fits every angle!"
"Does it, Oliphant? You lucky boy," drawled the rich bass American voice.
An older man with a shock of grey hair stood up and leaned over Oliphant's shoulder to study the puzzle.
"Stranded. It is oddly appropriate," he said quietly. "How long have they been on that godforsaken planet, anyhow?"
demanded a gruff voice from the shadows. The tall, grey-haired man zipped up the top of his gleaming white tunic.
"Approximately 3 months, I think," he said.
"Exactly 13 terrestrial weeks, Commander Smith," Oliphant informed him smartly.
"Thank you, Einstein," scoffed the gruff voice.
The distinguished older man held up his hand for attention.
"We are about to enter the zone of turbulence reported by Astra-9 before the accident," he reminded them. "I want extra vigilance in here from now until orbit is established."
He turned to the big, sprawling American seated at the pilot position in the center of the crescent-shaped console.
"Mr. Weinberger, keep a close watch on the systems, please. We do not want to find ourselves being thrown out of curvature at the last minute like those poor devils in Astra-9.
The sandy-haired American nodded and gave a lazy half-salute.
"Sure thing, Commander. You can leave it to me," he drawled,
chewing energetically and grinning red and blue and yellow in the lights of the guidance display as it flashed up a new sequence of vectors in front of him. Smith glanced briefly around the navigation module and then strode to the wall and passed his hand across a sensor pad. A panel slid noiselessly aside.
"Wake me at once if there is any problem," he ordered.
He left the module and the panel slid shut behind him. Weinberger swung his padded seat around and punched unnecessarily at several keys on the navigation computer.
"Hell, this has got to be the most boring assignment I've landed yet," he muttered, staring morosely at the maze of graphics that instantly appeared.
He unzipped a pocket on his tunic and took out a fresh sachet of gum.
"Seems one hell of a way to come, just to salvage a couple of emigrants, even if one of them is a dame."
Suddenly, trainee Oliphant leaned forward and frowned at a mass of numbers in one corner of a display.
"Something is wrong here, Mr. Weinberger," he exclaimed, his scarcely broken voice cracking hoarsely.
"You stick to your goddamn puzzles," snapped the pilot with a contemptuous sneer,
chewing the fresh wadge of gum with exaggerated contortions of his thick lips as he punched more keys.
"There is something here, Chief," warned the gruff voice in the shadows at one end of the console.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?